The Scholar of the Month program is something that I'm actually very passionate about. I'm very passionate about students and kids. And the idea actually came from one of our interviews from a gentleman in Lynchburg who deals with kids in the Lynchburg area. And he talked about the need to kind of showcase academic students. And that resonated with me. And so I thought about it. And then I just came up, okay, well, let's recognize these students. Let's do something like a program to really recognize them. And we think about the young adults and kids who are athletes, and they are promoted constantly through high school sports and through TV and other media and social media and things like that. Do we really focus and give admiration to young students who are really achieving academic success? We do a little bit, but I wanted to do something consistently throughout to really showcase these young adults.
And is this a problem, Robert, especially for maybe students of color, where the role models they've seen historically, many of them are athletes and not scholars or kids doing well in school?
Again, there are, I don't know the numbers, but typically a lot of the athletes that we showcase are primarily of color. But I think we want to try a different approach here in showcasing students, diverse students.
Are you hoping that when other kids or their families, when families read this stuff, they'll say, hey, there's somebody good. There's someone, he overcame whatever he overcame, or there's something good to emulate.
Absolutely. I think you're completely right, Gene. That does give a spotlight and showcase to them that they can, what he has and what he is going through is something that they can relate to and also and inspire them to do better. And also for the parents, too. I mean, I think when the parents read the story, that is something that they can take to their own kids and show inspiration from it.
We're talking with Robert Jeffrey, publisher of Colors Virginia Magazine, which focuses on diversity and communities of color in the Roanoke Valley and the region. Talk about, Robert, Radford University's involvement as a sponsor of this initiative.
Well, we're very excited about Radford University being on board. One of the main reasons is it's a university. It's a local university here, and their commitment to diversity. I think we're very excited in coming on board and understanding the importance of showcasing these diverse students and their academic achievement. My goal is eventually to have a Scholar of the Year. And then hopefully if we can get some more corporate sponsorships around this program, that we can hopefully award a scholarship to the year winner.
Talk about it's online as colorsvajobs.com, Colors Virginia. This is an online resource with employment opportunities. What's different about this new listing?
The focus of the website, the job portal, is really for diverse job seekers and for employers to really look at recruiting and attracting diverse pool for their companies and organizations.
So really this is a way for employers really to target different markets, i.e. the Colors Virginia audience.
Absolutely. I mean, we have advertisers who advertise with us, and that's been going, and they've received tremendous response from it. So the next question is, We understand that there is a readership here in this area, a diverse readership who actually read about some of the subjects that we talk about. Okay, but we would like to recruit them too. We understand their mindset and what they believe in. We would like to take their talents as well for our own organizations and businesses, because we want employers to kind of reach out and recruit for this diverse talent we have in this area. It's very simple. Job seekers as well can sign up. The sign up for jobs seekers is free. They can post their resume on the website as well, and now allow employers who are interested can view their resume online. I'm truly excited about the opportunity to be this connection from the employers and corporations and businesses to our diverse community.